Uncle J. Douglas, hello.
Guffaw.
Hey, look at this, Sherwood.
Guffaw?
Look at this guy, Scott Edeen of Andover Boulevard, Anoka, Minnesota.
Yeah?
Sent us this. Remember that day we were laughing about changing the mouths on Kennedy?
And he did it himself?
Yes, he did a very nice job. Isn't that cute?
That's crazy.
That's kinky. Come on, Scott, grow up, will you little creep?
Let me explain what we did. On the front page of one of the pulp newspapers, there was a picture of Jacqueline Onassis along with some other guy.
Looks like Eddie Fisher sort of put up in the air.
And what we did one day was to take the mouths of the two different people, of Jackie Kennedy, Jackie Onassis, and the other guy, and switch them around.
A really, razor blade. You can do it at home.
Yeah, it really made them look weird, and this guy did it himself and sent it in.
Can he win anything? I wonder, maybe he thought it was a contest or something.
What? Maybe he did. Everybody, well, we'll send him something, okay?
All right,
You save that.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Where's he from?
Andover Boulevard, Anoka, Minnesota.
Anoka, Minnesota.
Anoka.
I also like to thank all the people. I'd like to thank all the people that are driving by this morning and waving at us. Because a lot of people are waving at us this morning.
Yeah,
now, there are blue cards.
Trying to say turn it down is what they're doing. That's a hand signal. Turn that off, will you?
A blue car just drove by and waved us. Oh, there a guy just came by and waved it. Boy, I can't. That's like a straw poll.
Really?
It's like a straw poll.
Straw poll.
There a guy just went by and he wasn't even paying any attention. Butts nude.
It's 57 degrees in the Twin Cities, almost 9 minutes past seven. Well, there it goes. Yep, 9 past 7. A Soviet newspaper is reporting that mysterious creatures, very much like the legendary Yeti or abominable snowman of Tibet, have been sighted in eastern Siberia. This comes from the Soviet news. Russian daily, the Socialist Industry, says native Siberians report the creatures are about 9 feet tall and wear tightly fitting reindeer skins. Kinky. The beasts are said to run very fast, use a bow and arrow, and even hibernate during the winter, much like a bear does. The newspaper says local people call the creature, how am I supposed to pronounce this, Chechatushna, which means outcast. The large human-like animals reportedly do not talk, but can whistle, and like to steal fish from the local villages. Then they go running away going, whoo, whoo, whoo. I don't know if that story's true or not. It comes from Zodiac, so we'll all wait a while before we go bananas over that, won't we? President Ford's campaign manager, meanwhile, Rogers Morton, is blaming crossover voting by Wallace Democrats for President Ford's losses to Ronald Reagan in yesterday's primaries in Indiana, Georgia, and Alabama. One survey by CBS and the New York Times found that about one-third of those voting in the GOP primary in Indiana were Democrats or independents. Morton also concedes that Reagan has taken the advantage, at least temporarily, in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Little Jimmy Carter added primary victory numbers 9 and 10 to his list yesterday, easily winning in Indiana and his home state of Georgia. And let's see, a federal court jury this morning resumes deliberations on extortion charges against West Virginia Governor Arch Moore. The panel met for about 90 minutes last night. Citizens Board of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has approved the dumping of 300 million gallons of raw sewage into the Mississippi River in the Twin Cities next spring. Can't you see all the carp? They're doing a little dance. Come on, sewage! The PCA board voted yesterday 5-4. The board stressed it was acting reluctantly and put the Metropolitan Waste Control Commission on notice that such untreated discharges must end. The commission contends about 20 miles of its largest sewers have not been inspected completely for at least 25 years, and the diversion of sewage into the river will permit those inspections. Imagine being the first man down in the St. Paul sewage system after 25 years. Egan voters have soundly defeated a $2.3 million bond proposal for a new civic center. That's in Egan. Agents of the Minnesota Crime Bureau have searched a station wagon owned by murder suspect Donald Larson, but failed to find any trace of weapons used to kill 5 people on Larson's Willow River Farm, April 25th. Governor Wendy says he will be recommending no tax increases for the next 2 years. Governor said yesterday that any surpluses in the state treasury will be used to keep local property taxes from hiking. Governor told his department heads to keep spending down and add no new employees and to finance any needed new programs by junking old ones. The governor spoke at the opening budget hearing at the Capitol. Oh, Louise Lazy, y'all heard about her, right? Busted for cocaine yesterday out in California. She was in a dress shop, and they say she wouldn't pay her bill. She got into a big hassle, and then the cops came and got her, and she had a whole bunch of parking tickets, and then they found a vial of cocaine on her. Lazar's attorneys all quit yesterday. saying this guy, one of them at least, said he's not being permitted to speak to Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman and her agents are demanding that he keep the actress out of court.
Mm-hmm.
Former Ramsey County juvenile probation officer Paris Getty, scheduled to go on trial May 28th after pleading innocent to a charge of possession of marijuana. 25-year-old Getty is accused of growing marijuana in his home and giving it to minors. I didn't know we had any coal up here. Oh, he was fired last Friday. Authorities charged that Getty had given small amounts of marijuana to at least four minors, three of them on probation. Do plants really enjoy music? Or having owners talk to them softly and warmly?
Think they do.
Do they? Well, according to New Scientist magazine, believe it or cram it, a Fort Lauderdale company called Plant Chime claims to have developed a device that may finally give us the answer. The $20 invention reportedly detects the minute changes in the electrical charges in a plant's leaves and then converts these changes into musical tones that can be heard by the plant's owner. The Plant Chime device, called an electronic conversation piece, is hooked to the stem and leaves of the plant, and different electronic sounds are emitted as the shrub listens to rock music or sweet nothings whispered into its leaves. They arrested a guy one night, hiding in a woman's bedroom, going, "I love you, Fern. I love it."
No.
Yeah, really.
No.
They threw him right out.
That was, her name was Fern, I presume.
That's right. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care.
Keep
I just made up
going.
The line. I'm done.
But what if her name
I'm
was
finished.
I love you, rhododendron?
Chrysanthemum, you have my soul.
What's the weather?
What?
What's the weather?
Oh, you 100 weather. Chance of thunderstorms this morning. Aren't you glad? Clearing this evening. High today near 60. Low tonight near 32. It's 57 now. Michael J. Douglas here with Rob Sherwood.
What an opening! Here he comes!
The Beatles. You went under my amateur minute weather contestant. Winner wins a once-in-a-lifetime belt buckle, and of course, somebody who's voting gets a transistor radio. Stand by for the contestants. Right on, Sabrina.
Feel like a cat with no strength, floating through the air on the breeze. Trying to find a good, good place to go. I can feel free to do the things that I please. Got to find me a good place to go. Got to find a place to hang my hat. Got to find me a good place.
Nothing like the zing of red, white, and blue for a dashing summertime look. And Dayton's is your place to go for Bobby Brooks coordinates in these great American colors. Choose jackets, pants, wrapper scooter skirts, shorts, t-shirts, tubes, tanks, tunics, and more. Create lots of different looks because these Bobby Brooks coordinates really mix and match. Come on and get them at Dayton's, where you've got a place to go. Dayton's JRS, a place to go.
Identify the sound of the city. And when it's snowing in Minnesota, you'll be soaking up the sun and listening to the surf at Waikiki. We'll give you Hawaii. Prize package number 69 from Stereo Super U 100.
And I'll have a clue at 7:25 to help you identify. It's the 18th clue we've given so far. Somebody's got to win that pretty quickly. Right on, right on. And now contestant number one. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm terrific. You're contestant number one on Amateur Minute Weather. What's your name?
Mike Anderson.
Mike, where are you from?
Wilmington.
Mike, what do you do in your spare time?
I crack my shoulder.
Okay, then you're going to crack your shoulder is your talent?
One of the most, you know how people crack their fingers on their toes?
That's just passe as far as you're concerned.
This is no hype. I do crack my shoulder.
Okay, you're going to crack your shoulder while I read the weather.
Yeah, you got to set the phone here down.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready. Here it comes. I can't hear it. I can just barely hear it. Sounds like... That was pretty bad.
What's that sound?
That sounded quiet.
Quiet?
Quiet.
Couldn't pick it up, huh?
What?
Did you pick it up okay?
Oh, I picked it up.
Okay.
That's the man that cracks his shoulder, and I think after hearing that, I'll crack his head. Somebody else is on the phone. I didn't even get to read the weather. Hello, how are you?
Nothing much.
I didn't think so. You're contestant number two. And Bruce, what's your last name?
Reitzman.
Okay, where are you from, Bruce?
Mountain Valley.
What's your talent?
I can play Marriott's Little Lamb on the telephone.
You do that while I read the weather, okay?
All right.
Go! You 100, right on weather. chance of thunder showers this morning. Clearing later. High today 60, low tonight 32. It's 61 degrees right now. And you just heard contestant number two.
Okay, here's Swain, man.
Give up on this whole thing. Contestant number three, how are you?
Pretty good.
All right. Frank, what's your last name?
Andreotti.
Frank Andreotti, you're a good Italian guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you from?
Oakdale.
Okay, Frank, what's your talent? You're contestant number three.
I play the drums on the cupboard.
The drums to what song?
Wipeout.
Wipeout on your cupboard in your kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank, you play Wipeout while I read the weather.
Okay.
You will utter a shout of the city's weather. Oh, that's so bad. A chance of thunderstorms. Clearing later. High today near 60, the low tonight near 32. It's 61 degrees.
Get that guy.
Something mellow about now. Vote for contestant number one, number two, or number three. Some voter wins transistor radio. Right on, Supreme.
Baby, hey.